Hey, Bradley Charbonneau out here with the Beyond the Book podcast. And I just listened to a Mike Kim podcast episode. Mike Kim has a podcast called Brand You. U-Y-O-U. Although, no, I'm not going to say it. I was thinking of another podcast of another name that I was going to make with you spelled a different way that I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you for the secret. But you can probably figure it out. What he said, he was talking about drops in the bucket. And he was talking about how, here I am, Bradley Charbonneau, author of a book called Every Single Day, which stems from the fact that I've been writing and creating every single day since November 1st, 2012. I'm up to 2,674 days in a row. Haven't missed a day. I don't miss a day. I just do it. I brush my teeth. I write or I create. And speaking of writing or creating, I have gone from writing to creating. Creating being the bigger umbrella under which is writing, but as well as creating. So podcast episodes, video, audio, course, lesson, seminar, workshop, whatever it is. So which is why we're sitting here at Beyond the Book podcast. So let me get into what Mike Kim was saying. He was talking about how every single day, he didn't mention that term, but you know, sort of a daily post or a daily episode or a daily whatever or a very regular small thing is like a, you know, a raindrop in the ocean. And you could even say raindrop in a bucket. And raindrop in a bucket sounds a little bit less daunting because raindrop in the ocean sounds like you're doing nothing, right? Like why bother? So with a drop in the bucket, at some point you're going to have a bucket full. Yay, great, awesome. But then he's talking about, and he sort of said 3 or 4 times a year, what's your big event? What's your publicity stunt, he even called it. And I know publicity stunt has a negative connotation, but he was sort of spinning it and saying, what if publicity stunt had a positive connotation in that you had an event? And I'm not saying you make up a fake event. I'm saying you have a real event. And whether that's a book launch or a virtual summit or a maybe launching a new podcast or a launch of something or a course you're doing or a weekend seminar or a 5-day challenge. Ooh, am I giving you enough ideas? 5-day challenge. There you go right there. Or you have a date and a time and maybe a place and maybe the place is online. But you have a thing that you can talk about coming up and then you're going to get to it and then it's going to happen and then you can talk about it being done. You follow me here? So like the daily, he was kind of talking about what things go viral. And if you have that lucky blog post, 1 out of 1,000 that goes viral, great, lucky you, awesome, perfect, cool. But he's kind of saying, how can you make that individual element, that one piece of learning go bigger? And I think, I might be mixing up my podcast, but I think he talked about like Hal Elrod, H-A-L, Hal Elrod, and he wrote The Miracle Morning and has, I don't know how many books based on the Miracle Morning concept. And he explained it. He says, I can tell you what it is. You know, it's wake up early and do your exercise and do your yoga and meditate. I can't remember what they are. But it's all about that miracle morning. And he has, you know, the miracle morning for this and the miracle morning for that. And the guy has so many books and he's a huge success, all based on that one concept. So for example, what would his events be? Well, it could be a book launch. Maybe he has a miracle morning summit. Maybe he has a miracle morning weekend, miracle morning week where you, I don't know, get up early all week. Follow me? So what's your big event outside of your books, outside of your writing, outside of your posts about your writing and your book launches? Because here we are, we're in the podcast, don't forget, called Beyond the Book. And so what can we do beyond the book? That's an event. And again, I like his idea of publicity stunt. I think that's a fun way to look at it if you just shear off the negative connotation of it for a moment. And think, what could I do that's an event where people are talking about it? Maybe it's even silly. Maybe it's snarky. Maybe it's stupid. But that's fine. What's something that's going to, and I'm not saying force the fake hype. Not that. But it is in that direction. It's what's going on. What are you doing? What are they can talk about? What can they join in on? What can they help promote? What is timely? You know, what's going to happen at this particular time in the year that you can build up towards and look forward to, share the dates about, and stuff like that. So for example, here we go. It's currently January 2020. I am planning on I have book launches once a month this year, but hey, we're here at Beyond the Book. So what's beyond the book launch? I want to have a Beyond the Book virtual summit. Here we go. Let's go meta. I want to have a summit in, I think, September of Beyond the Book and have, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 pros, professionals, experts in their specific Beyond the Book topic. And we have the video interview, we have the freebie, we've got their little thingy, whatever. And it's going to happen for X number of days in September. And that's something we can then look forward to and co-promote and cross-promote. So there we go. There's one event right there. I'm doing the Beyond the Book podcast. That's what I'm doing right now. I want to have the Beyond the Book course. And I was thinking of making it, I want to have 52 episodes, 52 weeks of lessons. I want to have 52 lessons and stop in 2020. So that's also timely in that you need to jump on the bandwagon. Maybe I'll make access to the course, cheaper this year. And then when we're done, it gets more expensive. Or maybe, here we go, here's a fun thing. So we're talking about timely, and what if we made the cost of it increase every month? And so you could join in forever at this low, low price, and the cost is just going to increase every month. So that's crazy, right? And that's kind of fun. That's something weird, something to talk about. And let's say, whoa, crazy idea. What if it became successful? What if it became something that people are talking about? Hey, there you go. There's your free publicity. Got me? There we go. There's one thing per quarter. He talked about three things per year, but I like quarter. For example, I have an in-person workshop, March, I think it's 29th or 27th, I think it's a Thursday, in Amsterdam. And so I am going to be talking about nonfiction publishing and me as a sort of nonfiction author coach. And that's happening on, I got to look it up, March 27th, March 29th. Well, see, I clearly don't know my dates because I haven't been promoting that. So there you go. There's my first thing. Thursday, March 26th, I am doing a workshop live in Amsterdam as part of a broader workshop with other people where I'm going to be talking about nonfiction book publishing. Although you, dear Beyond the Book authors and creators, you probably don't need that because that's why you're in this together and you know this stuff. So, and who knows, maybe you're not even anywhere near Amsterdam. But I'm just trying to walk the talk, and there is my, I am walking the talk. I am doing Beyond the Book, and I am March 26th doing an in-person workshop, and that is my event for quarter number one, catching it at the tail end of it in 2020. Okay, I got to stop. There is my Mike Kim version of his publicity stunt, and I like it, and I'm going with it. All right, this is the Beyond the Book podcast. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. What's your Beyond the Book event? What's your Beyond the Book topic that you can share with the podcast? Contact me, find me, Bradley Charbonneau. I'm not that hard to find. BradleyCharbonneau.com, repossible.com. Find me, let me know what you're doing. Let's talk about your publicity stunt. Let's promote it, let's make it happen. I don't care if there's 14 people and you want 140. It's an event, it's happening. Next time it'll be better, but we gotta start with something. All right? See you next week. Bye.